This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson addressed members of Parliament on a day dubbed by the media Super Saturday. Johnson is attempting to get approval on a new plan to pull Britain from the European Union.
Johnson now needs to secure enough support to get the new EU divorce deal through the fractious British Parliament in a special sitting on Saturday, and it's expected to be a knife-edge vote. The Conservative Party doesn't have a majority in the 650-seat House of Commons, so Johnson will have to rely on support from other parties and independent lawmakers to get over the line. But one former ally, the DUP, says the deal is bad for Northern Ireland. The group's lawmakers are not expected to support it. Charles de Ledesma, London.
As fighting eases between Turkish and Kurdish forces in northeast Syria, U.S. President Donald Trump is expressing optimism the deal between Turkey and the United States will hold. VOA Steve Herman.
The situation on the ground in northeast Syria is very fragile, acknowledges the U.S. president, who spoke to reporters at the White House on Friday after a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
And sometimes you have to go through some pain before you can get a good solution, but the Kurds are very happy about it. President Erdogan in Turkey is satisfied with it.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says no U.S. ground forces will be enforcing the safe zone during the agreed 120-hour pause in the fighting.
No U.S. ground forces will participate in the enforcement of the safe zone.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
A senior pilot at Boeing said he might have unintentionally misled regulators, according to a series of internal company messages that were released Friday. The revelation of the messages comes as Boeing continues to struggle with the fallout from two fatal crashes that grounded at 737 MAX